This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission has ordered for re-polling in 15 polling stations of West Bengal today. Re-polling will be held at 11 polling stations of Magrahat Pashchim Assembly constituency and 4 polling stations of Diamond Harbour Assembly constituency in the state. More from our correspondent.
The Election Commission of India has ordered re-polling in 11 booths in Magrahat Pashchim and 4 booths in Diamond Harbour Assembly constituencies in South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal. Commission has taken the decision after analyzing the reports of returning officers and observers. The re-polling will start on 7 a.m. in the morning and end on 6 p.m. in the evening. Kollan Laha reporting from Kolkata.
Voting in these polling stations was held on Wednesday in the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Government has said that it is ensuring preparedness and taking all necessary steps to facilitate energy supply, maritime operations and support to Indian nationals amid the evolving West Asia situation. In a statement, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said that enforcement actions to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG is continuing across the country. More than 2,300 raids were conducted across the country. It said that online LPG cylinder bookings increased to 98% on industry basis. Around 49.8 lakh domestic LPG cylinders were delivered against bookings of around 41.6 lakh LPG cylinders. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri has said India expanded its crude oil sourcing base to 41 countries from 27 earlier as part of efforts to strengthen energy security during the global energy crisis. While speaking at the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference in South Gujarat, he said long-term planning played a key role in managing the crisis. On boosting domestic production, the minister said orders were issued to maximize LPG lead at refineries and we increased our domestic production by 60%. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the India-UAE Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, which came into force 4 years ago, has created a transformational opportunity for Indian farmers, MSMEs and other businesses. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal noted that bilateral merchandise ties between India and UAE have grown strongly, crossing $100 billion, with services trade also rising steadily and opening new markets and greater value. The minister also highlighted that expansion across key sectors like gems and jewellery, engineering goods, electronics and agriculture is delivering tangible gains. He underlined that the foreign direct investment inflows from the UAE and India's overseas investments further reflect the deepening economic linkages of the two nations. Field operations for the house listing and housing census under Phase 1 of Census 2027 commenced in Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh yesterday. The Ministry of Home Affairs said the exercise will continue till 30th of this month, during which trained enumerators will carry out house-to-house data collection following the completion of the self-enumeration period in these regions. Meanwhile, the self-enumeration facility has also begun in the Municipal Corporation of Delhi area, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Meghalaya and Jharkhand. The online facility will remain open till 15th of this month, after which house-to-house operations will be conducted from 16th of this month to 14th of next month. In Bihar, the 15-day self-enumeration period ends today and field operations will begin today and continue till 31st of this month. US President Donald Trump has rejected Iran's latest proposal to end the ongoing conflict, casting doubt on prospects for a negotiated settlement and warning of the risk of further escalation. Iran submitted its revised offer through mediators, with state media confirming the handover. Trump acknowledged that Tehran had made strides in negotiations but said he remains dissatisfied with the terms on the table, stating that Iran is seeking concessions he cannot accept. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals by 7 wickets at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Mumbai Indians at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.